Okay, and we are back. Hello, it's Jasper again. You're still listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia, which is situated on the ancestral territory of the Musqueam people. Today we have part three of our radio takeover week, which is in support of the music department fundraiser on Saturday. On Monday, we had Ponytails. On Tuesday, it was Kylie V. And today, I have Nick and Allie of Sleepy G in studio. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Doing good.
Thank you for coming all this way again at, late at night on a weeknight. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. No worries. Thanks for having us.
It was lots of fun last time when you guys did Noise Complaint. Sounded great. One of my favorite episodes of Noise Complaint to date.
Oh, thank you.
Since then, a lot's happened for you folks. You released Mellow Trauma to the world.
Yes, it is in the world. It's made people sad. It's done its job.
Yeah. How do you feel? How's the last, I guess it's been like 2 months?
Yeah.
Something like that?
It's been longer than I even realized it has been. But I'm really happy with how people responded to it.
That's great.
It kind of was just like a low-key release, which I think is what we wanted from the beginning.
Yeah, it was cool. It was the first project we put out with a label.
Yeah.
So we did it at the label like headquarters in East Van there, and it sold out. It was pretty rad.
Yeah, I remember you came in the same week, and it was sold out, and it was all good to go.
Yeah.
I think a low-key release is like suitable for the vibe of the record. You know,
yeah,
it's like
I think it would have been weird if we were hyping it up and it didn't really suit it. Yeah.
I'm glad it's been well received, and it feels good putting things out in the world. And then do you feel like you can kind of move on and do something else now with your
I think so, we're very ready, our
next project is going to be like a lot different than that one, I think.
I think it should be right. Yeah. Like, why would you make the same record twice?
Have you
started like working on it at all, or
we have quite a few songs queued up for it. Right now we're kind of making demos and then showing the label the songs and seeing what they think.
Cool.
And hopefully recording in the new year in January.
Oh, that's fast.
Yeah.
That's super fast. Do you have someone someone you want to work with?
So we got Howard Redekop.
Howie.
Yeah, he's
gonna
awesome.
He's going to be our producer on the next project.
That's great. Did he work on Melodrama too? Or
No.
We did that one all by ourselves. We were actually like making that album, and then we got contacted by 604 Light Organ or whatever, and then like we were like 70% done, and they're like, we'll take you guys and we'll distribute this, and
like out of the blue they just reached out.
Well, they actually like emailed us like a long time before that, and they're like, hey, this is so and so from Light Organ Records, and we should meet up and talk about like a record deal or something. And Benny like saw it and was like, this is a scam. And just like ignored.
He like didn't even tell us.
He didn't even tell us about it. He was like,
no one
would offer us a record deal.
And then he's like, oh, by the way, like months later, he's like, oh, by the way, this guy contacted us. And we're like, what?
Benny.
You tell us?
So then he came, Joseph came to see us at 333. And after that, with Light Organ now. Yeah.
Oh my God, I love that story so much.
So funny.
Bang, what a dummy.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Well, it all worked out okay, right?
So,
yeah, it turned out fine.
Worked out just fine.
All right. Well, you folks have brought in a playlist, and then we're gonna go through it. What are we gonna do first?
We can start with the first song, and we were kind of thinking to switch between mine and Nick's picks, because
that's
mine
fair.
Are much more sad different. And slow, and Nick's are a little more intense. Okay. But it's funny because I also listened to the songs that he picked, but I didn't pick them for this.
Okay, so we're going to oscillate between two very different emotional extremes tonight.
Yeah,
I think so, yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Allie, well, what are you going to start us off with?
It's a song called Chesapeake by Better Oblivion Community Center.
So why did you pick this song?
I picked this song because, first of all, I really like this album,
definitely.
10 Captivating Stories. But this song in particular is kind of talking about how sad it is to be a musician in a lot of ways, mm-hmm. even though it's really special to be a musician. Mm-hmm. There's like a lot of loneliness and just sadness around you a lot of the time. And I listened to the song when we had kind of a crappy show in Kelowna and no one was listening. And
yeah.
I listened to it on the way back and just cried. And we were driving back from Kelowna to Surrey that night.
Oh, so, post-show. Yeah,
yeah,
so
it was post-show.
Like 3 in the morning. And,
yeah, so I just really like the song a lot. So.
All right, well, that's good context. Here's Chesapeake by Better Oblivion Community Center. Better Oblivion Community Center. It's hard to say.
It's a tongue twister.
Yeah,
it is a tongue twister.
Nice song. I we were talking about the contrast of those voices, you know, Connor and Phoebe. Connor's such like an anti-singer, you know, and Phoebe just has such an angelic, beautiful, ethereal voice, you know, and then Connor's got this like gravelly, like pitchy,
but it works so well with them together.
It works, great pick. So Nick, what do you got for us?
What's up on the list?
Okay, I'm gonna tilt this towards you and hopefully it just stays on. There you go.
Death Grips song.
Well, we're gonna go a total different direction
Hothead. The song.
This
sick.
Is also a song that Christian really
Christian
likes.
Showed me this song on Saturday.
Oh, so this is like new to you?
It's fresh to me. Yeah.
Okay. I don't really know what to expect.
Who are Death Grips? I don't know.
I don't know much about Death Grips. I knew a few songs before, and their music is very crazy, so I didn't really like go too deep into their music.
Uh-huh.
But we went to our friend Karin's. He's like a really sick home theater.
Yeah.
Really good sound system, and we all did like edibles.
Yeah.
So we're all tripping out, and Christian starts playing music, and he played this one song, and I was like, "This is the fucking coolest." Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Like, I swear, sorry.
What time is it? You can swear in 45 minutes.
Sorry.
That's okay. I should have told you. Yeah.
So I like ran over to Christian and I was like, why have you never showed me this song before? This song is crazy.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So.
Okay. So you.
This is currently my favorite song.
Your current fave?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right now.
All right. Well, here it is. This is Hothead by Death Grips.
no. Fucking felt your crooked needle. Hot head. Oh no. Fucking felt your crooked needle. Hot head. Girl, and blink, dick. What you tell? I just know the hell's existed. But you know me. Don't nobody know my business. My presence flog your confidence. You want a brand new complex. Now I know, call you go back. Girl, and blink, dick. What you tell? I just know the existence, but you know me, don't nobody know my business. This game you confess, I'll shoot you guess. Snap you come and I'll guard your back. Act natural, I'll stand it there.
Okay, that was Death Grips. That was wild, man. That was Nick's pick. That song, what was that song called?
Hothead.
Hothead.
Yeah.
We might, we're going to have a caller soon, but not just yet. I think we are here now. Hello, Christian. Can you hear me?
Hey, Jasper. What's up?
Hey, it's Christian.
Oh, snap.
Awesome. We have Christian on the line. We have from Sleepy Gonzalez. How you doing, man?
I'm amazing. What's up, CITR?
Thanks for taking the time to call in. It's nice to have you with us. What are you doing right now? Where are you at?
I just got home from the island. I was on a little bit of a getaway.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was really nice.
With some pals or with who'd you go with?
Just one friend. We go on some road trips together. So
nice. What part of the island would you trip around?
Basically, just down to Victoria.
Ah, great. It's good to get out of town every now and then.
Yeah, it makes you appreciate Vancouver a little more, too, because Victoria is great, but any more than a few days gets a little boring.
Well, now you're going to be, like, super rested and ready for our show on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, I'm so excited about that, too.
We're really excited to see you play, too. Thanks a lot for doing it.
No, thanks for having us, man.
Okay, so, Christian, what song are you going to contribute to the playlist tonight?
The song I wanted to contribute was... We couldn't really call it a Sleepy G takeover without throwing in some Tame Impala. So I wanted to throw in Power Lines.
Yeah, I love Tame Impala. What about this song in particular are you all about?
Well, there's not a lot of instrumentals that I think like hold up against like songs with like vocals, but I think Power Lines is really special because of that. It says a lot without having those vocals. And it's basically just a portal. That the song is just a portal to like another dimension, man.
Whoa!
I don't know how else to describe it.
Kind of like that last song. It was a bit of a portal to another dimension. Were you listening to that last song, Christian?
No, I just called in right now. What was the last song?
It was Nick's pick. He picked Death Grips.
I picked Hothead.
Oh my God! Nick and I are obsessed with Death Grips.
Yeah, it's.
I told him that we did edibles and listened to it.
Basically, Death Grips is a portal to like a bad place, but Power Lines is like a portal to like a neutral good.
Honestly,
if we're talking,
dude, Death Grips is chaotic good.
Chaotic good, yeah.
I don't know. I was imagining myself. First of all, I can't even eat edibles anymore. Like those days are over. But like eating edibles and then listening to that Death Grips song is just like. One of the most anxiety.
It's funny because like Benny was freaking out, but I was like having the time of my life. I'm like, this is fucking sick. This is the best song.
I was questioning my sanity, to be honest. I thought it was going psychotic. But
were you there too, Allie, for that?
I was there. Yeah. they were like on another level compared to me.
We ate a lot.
But I was just like confused what was going on. Honestly,
I thought I was going to turn into a serial killer. I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah,
it's just music, but music can really make you go places.
Make you start murdering people.
But yeah, Power Lines is cool because it just takes me to outer space. It's like you can't even be good or evil. It's just like it just takes you away from everything. It's just like I think it's the lack of the vocals. It just makes it feel like. It, like, transcends, like, humanity. You're just, like, gone. Like, nothing else exists.
Wow. That's intense, man. That's a really good,
Especially if you're really high.
That helps.
All right, well, Christian, why don't you get high and listen to Power Lines with us wherever you are, and enjoy. Thanks for calling in.
I'm about to do that right now.
All right. Well, we'll see you on Saturday. Okay.
I'll see you on Saturday. Thanks for having me.
See you, buddy.
Bye, Christian.
Bye. Love you guys.
Christian, thanks for that. I hope you enjoyed yourself wherever you are. Hey, everyone, you are listening to CITR. I've got Sleepy Gonzalez in studio. We're listening to their playlist. They're playing The Red Gate with us on Saturday with Kylie V and Ponytails. It's a music department fundraiser. I hope you can come. Doors are at 8. Suggested donation is $10, but whatever you can afford, and even if it's zero, it doesn't matter. Just come hang out and have a good time. What kind of like setup are you guys going to do on Saturday? What can we expect from Sleepy Gonzalez?
Honestly, I don't even know what to expect yet. We kind of decide like once we're there.
Amazing.
So it could be anywhere from Melodrama vibes to like to Powerline.
Powerline vibes.
Yeah. They have a lot of different like modes. Like sometimes we start playing some punk stuff, or like we'll like stay acoustic.
Uh huh.
Sometimes we do both.
Mostly just on the energy of the room.
Yeah.
That's the way to be.
Yeah. If the crowd's going crazy, then we'll just like, they'll let me sing.
You just play the room.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
That's great. I admire that. That's hard to do.
Yeah. We'll be on stage and be like, let's play this song next. And then that's usually,
just like fast and loose, hey?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Has it always been like that?
No. We used to write out set lists. We were all nervous and stuff. We would freak out about, like, the order, when we should play it, changes, and, like...
All that dumb stuff, yeah.
Yeah, now we don't even write them out. We get there, like, what do you guys want to play? And we just... Yeah. We usually start with, like we have, like, a couple songs that we always start with. Yeah.
Okay, some sort of...
But those change, like, those are, like, we'll, like, rotate through those, and...
Yeah, just getting established in the room.
Yeah, we like to, like, build it up.
I love it.
Unless it's, like, a crazy show already, like a 3-3-3 kind of deal, then we'll just... Fucking go all out
all
right
out,
away.
All the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah, get the mosh pit going on the first song. Yeah.
Well, the thing, you know, when you make plans and they don't go well, it's like, it's stressful. And it's like, why you can avoid all of that by just being like, hey, we got no plan. We're just like, you got the songs and you know how to.
Yeah, we noticed that. Like early on, we would play like some punk songs that I like scream on at like places where like, be like some old people having dinner and like that.
Oh, you're really
like
reading
plugging
the room.
Their ears. Yeah. That so was like before we could read the room.
Yeah. We had like a set list and we just stuck to it no matter what.
No but matter
now we're
what.
Like, let's not play that tonight.
Yeah.
Or like we play an acoustic song and Christian's like singing and someone would be like talking in the back, like some drunk dude would be like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right, this isn't the right room for this kind of vibe.
You know, it's hard to have that flexibility though. A lot of folks. You know, it's like too dangerous for a lot of folks, I think.
Yeah.
To be like, to not have a plan, you know, or to deviate from the plan.
Because it is scary.
It can be, sure.
But I think it helps having like a team, like a band.
Oh, definitely.
That's all on the same kind of page.
Yeah.
And then we don't feel like we're making a decision alone. And we're like, it's fine. We're having a good time.
Yeah. And the more you do it, like, the more comfortable you get.
Yeah. Or like short debates on stage. Just like, oh, what is this? Are you sure? Like, yeah. All right. Okay. Go back to our spots.
Like, yeah, you actually like cluster.
Yeah, we'll have like little huddles. Yeah. We'll have little huddles. Yeah. And we'll decide.
Did you guys go to the Big Thief show last week?
Yeah.
They huddled.
That reminded me of that. Yeah. And then she was like, it's what a neat thing it is to have friends or something.
She was like, sorry, it's been a long day or something.
Yeah. She's so sweet. She's so cute.
That was a really good show.
Adrian's an interesting person. Yeah.
Yeah, very interesting.
Okay, Allie, you're up. What are we doing?
Well, on the topic of Adrian.
Are we going to,
I think we're going to have to go to my pick of not... it's off of their newest album, Two Hands.
You know, I haven't spent much time with this record yet. How is it?
It'll cradle you. It's like one of the songs is called Rock and Sing, and it's just like, it's like a lullaby. It's beautiful.
Kylie put that on their playlist.
Yeah.
Apparently that song's about like, getting sort of lost in that moment when you're writing a song and you're just singing and rocking back and forth.
Yeah. Every Big Thief album just blows my mind. And I think that's like one band that all four of us in the band like really, really like.
Yeah, us too. Yeah, they're one of the most important bands in my life of the last 2 years. For sure.
Yeah, just so amazing.
All right, well, here is Not by Big Thief.
It's not the form of speaking, nor the crowd. the bed that is haunted with a blanket of thirst. It's not the hunger revealing, nor the ricochet in the cave, nor the hand that is healing.
That like this guitar solo business. We were just talking about how much we loved Adrienne's guitar playing at the show, 2 weeks ago at the Vogue. Yeah. If anyone else out there was there, you've seen them 3 times, hey?
Yeah, wow. 3 times.
That's cool.
The first time I barely knew their songs, but that was the first time I heard Mary. They played it live, and I was like, I'm in love now.
Yeah. Yeah, Big Thief, special band.
Yeah.
We, and Allie and I bought the same shirt at the show. We're shirt buds now.
Shirt buds.
For everybody out there. Who,
you, Christian, and I can all match on Saturday.
Christian has the same one, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to wear mine. So, no expectations.
Just putting that out there.
Just going to put that out there. I'm wearing my Big Thief shirt to the show. All right, everyone. Thanks for hanging out with us. We're still here with Sleepy Gonzalez. They're taking over there for the radio. If you got kids around, maybe put some earmuffs on them because it's Nick's pick.
Oh,
and
it's probably going to be heavy and crazy.
Play?
So,
we're going to play Indie Kids by Cage the Elephant.
Okay. All right. All right. Tell us about this song.
This album's the first album that I like. I think I got it just because I had like an HMV gift card.
Oh, back in the day.
Yeah, like
HMV
way back. And I was like, oh, this album looks cool. And it's called Thank You, Happy Birthday.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, it's like punk and like just like hard rock, and he's like yelling, screaming, and yeah, it's really experimental too.
Yeah,
I think it's cool. It was the first time I thought that like a heavy song that could be like this, and Benny really likes this album too. We talk with them all the time.
They spelled kids with a Z too.
It's yeah, like, they're edgy.
All right, cool.
It's like Lucky Charms.
Here's
yeah. We made it extra edgy with it.
Yeah,
three Z's.
We added three on there.
I don't remember. Did you say why last time you were here? Like why you guys did that?
We were either gonna do like 1Z or like a 20. Lot.
Okay, and you said
but the like, three kind of like matches like sleepy. So.
We were like typing it up like on Bandcamp. Christian's like adding in Lucky Charms. And he's like, all right, we're all going to go get pizza or something after to like celebrate. And he's like, type Lucky Charms. Like, maybe like a Z. And he's like ready. Like he's like standing up at like at the computer, like ready to press send. And he's like, there's like three Z's. All right, that's fine. Then we just did that.
Oh, so it's just like super like off the cuff thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Happened.
Happened really fast.
I love that. And now it's forever.
It matches
forever.
Like the Z's, like in the sleeping thing, like the Z's.
Yeah,
dude, we got matching.
Oh, you all have? Do you all have that?
Just no, the twins are too scared to get tattoos.
Oh,
yeah.
So babies. Nick and I are matchy match.
Dude, there's nothing like bands pressuring each other to get tattoos. It happens so much.
You won't even get a band matching tattoo.
Come on, but like you know, yeah, I get it. All right, here's Indie Kids by Cage the Elephant. I wanna be just like you. Really, really dragging this ending out, hey? Yeah. These guys.
It's dramatic.
Yeah, that was very dramatic. That was Cage the Elephant, Indie Kids with a Z. Yeah, another sweet pick. That was cool. I don't listen to a lot of like heavy stuff anymore, but I liked that. I liked how it was intense, but it had like moments, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I knew Allie was gonna come with a bunch of soft music, so I had to.
He had to offset.
I had to bring some angst.
He had to bring the angst. Yeah.
Yeah. I was gonna pick a bunch of Black Flag, but I was like, that's not cool. That's not. It's unfair to everybody.
Yeah. Well, yeah. There's like punk shows here. You know?
Yeah. Is there a punk radio show?
There's Tim, Russian Tim, who has like.
Oh, yeah.
Tim, he's great.
Have you hung out with Tim?
We played a gig with him, CITR, whatever, Shindig contest thing.
Oh, you guys did Shindig last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we lost. We came second place.
You came second?
Or we came third.
We came second.
Tim came third?
Yeah.
Tim came third, we came second, and then
Girls Nails won.
Well, hey, we're almost champions.
Almost.
Congratulations.
Yeah, we put Tim there and he was great. Like I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
And saw like him like warming up in his tracksuit. I was like, what?
I loved Tim, man. They put on a good show,
hey?
It was great.
It was really cool. I really liked it.
Yeah, Tim's great. Yeah, his show's fun. He's like he produces the hell out of it.
Yeah.
He does a good job.
Yeah.
Okay, Allie, what's up?
So this next one is kind of like a whole band pick.
Oh great. Consensus.
Yeah. So this one's called Nina by Crumb.
We also did edibles at this concert too.
Yeah.
You guys saw Crumb?
Yeah.
Yeah, we went to Crumb.
When?
It was like a few weeks ago.
Fortune.
I didn't know Crumb was coming.
Dude, the opener was Divino Nino.
Divino Nino.
You gotta check them out.
They're really good.
I don't know how to spell that.
I like them better than Crumb when I saw them live.
How do you Divino?
D-I-V-I.
N-O.
For some reason, when people spell words to me, I cannot write them down.
I know, right?
D-I-V-I-N-O. We can totally do this off mic.
people are listening to this. This is good. So people can look up Divino Nino.
Yeah, look up Divino Nino.
Everybody in their cars just
D-I-V-I-N-O.
And then it's technically an N-Y-E.
It's a Nino.
One of those little squiggly guys.
All right, Divino Nino.
This one... similar sounding to Divino Nino. This is Crumb Nina. Very amazing.
I'm a big fan of this record. I'm a big fan of Crumb. I was so pumped when this record came out.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for it for a long time.
Yeah, we love them, the whole band.
We just love how they kind of just like get the melodies out of the way and then they're like, let's just jam.
Yeah, totally.
Use your song.
But they have great like, they just have such a great lazy, jazzy kind of thing.
And like the bass line at the end of the song is like really chill and lazy, but it's also like super heavy and like really cool.
Oh, I'm going to listen for that.
Yeah. It's like the last like 10 seconds. I wish it was longer.
All right. This is Nina by Crumb.
Just
Ah, that's Crumb. It's so good. Crumb is so good.
We're just jamming out.
We were just jamming out, talking about that bass line at the end and how cool it was. I wish I'd been at that show. I gotta pay more attention. I didn't know.
I know, they sneak up on you.
Me and Ben. Yeah, that show was sick. Me and Benny ate 2 weed brownies at that show too.
It's like all you guys do is
apparently. Yeah.
Apparently, him and Benny.
That was like actually
like
the only two
duo.
Times. That was only two times that we've done that now. But it was pretty close.
So you like it? Hey, you like eating edibles?
No. It's not the first time we did it at Crumb, and I haven't done it since I was like a teenager.
Yeah.
So I was like, I can handle this, and we do it, and it was like 20 minutes, and we get there, and I'm just like. There. And
yeah.
I was like, oh no.
And then, oh no.
This is bad.
I'm in way over my head.
Yeah. And I'm just like standing there, like, no one talked to me. No one pushed me. Like, I'm just going to watch the show. When the music was on, the bands were playing, I was like, this is great. This is a great time. When they weren't playing, people were trying to talk to me and stuff. I was like, please.
I don't know what to do.
Benny didn't respond. I was like, hey, Benny, like, how are you liking the show? And he was just like, Like, he couldn't respond to me.
Yeah.
But he was having a great time.
Yeah, it was great. I had a good time still, despite that.
That's good. That's good. Yeah,
I'm taking a long break from the weed brownies.
From the weed brownies.
Until we go on tour.
For a while. On tour is different. What happens on tour stays on tour.
Oh, but like, yeah, I mean, I guess you have long stretches of time where you're doing absolutely nothing on tour.
Yeah,
so
like all day until the show at night.
Yeah.
Just going to read and drink tea.
God, but it's just like, you just never know what you're getting into with that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, man? You don't know how strong it is. You don't know how strong it is.
Yeah.
Thank God we had such a big group of people, or else we would have died.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we have time for one last song, and then we're gonna call it. So, for everyone listening home, you've been listening to Sleepy Gonzalez's playlist. They're coming to play the show at the Red Gate on Saturday. Ponytails is playing. Kylie V is playing. It's a fundraiser for the music department. We want to buy a PA or something. That would be nice to have for the bands that come.
Support local music.
Yeah, support some tunes. Come have a good time. It's going to be great. Sleepy Gonzalez, thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
It's always fun.
I feel like we're not that interesting. I feel bad.
No. No, you are. You are interesting, and you brought the most diverse playlist of any of the bands.
It's been fun.
Perhaps
I can actually see that.
The most diverse playlist that has been brought to one of these radio takeovers.
Sick.
Yeah.
That's why Nick and I came, because we're the weirdest combo.
The polls, yeah. All right, well, what are we going to close with?
With our homies, Late Night Takeaway.
College Kids, what's this all about?
So this is off their first album, and this song just gets everyone going at every show, and it's like pretty short, and it just kind of happens, and it's kind of wild.
It's a good time.
it's like the most fun song.
It's what I imagine college would be like if I ever went.
Okay, well, that's perfect. All right, well, we'll see you guys on Saturday.
Thanks.